Jonathan Osorio is a professor of Hawaiian studies, and he's interim dean at Hawaii Nui Akea School of Hawaiian Knowledge. We're talking about Hawaii's Queen Liliʻuokalani today, who died 100 years ago this November. John, take us back to that day in January 1893 when American businessmen called for U.S. troops to help overthrow Hawaii's government.
I still think that her stand in the palace on January 17th, when her own military advisor was advising her basically to advance against the political dissidents who were basically holed up in the building across from the palace. And he told her, you know, we have the guns, we have the men, let us go and arrest them. And when she asked the question, what about the American troops? Her marshal said, you know, I don't think that they will interfere, but if they do, we should shoot them down. And her response to this was that she would not shed the lives of her people. Based on that, based on her unwillingness to have her own people subjected, and she could not predict what they might do to her. She willingly gave herself up. They could have executed her. They did imprison her. They subjected her to all kinds of humiliations, but she took that. And she considered that to be a better outcome than her men engaged in battle and the specter of potentially thousands of our people being killed by a punishing response from the United States.
What kind of person is that? She was thinking steps ahead.
And everyone knows that if she had fired on American troops, there would have been not just one battleship coming back to Honolulu, but several of them. And there would have been hell. This much she knew, and this much the Americans demonstrated in other places in the world right at that time. You can ask people in the Philippines what the Americans did in order to hold on to that colony. So it's really that kind of personal courage that I think makes her such a significant model for Kanaka today, and for people who live in the world who see their own institutions betray them. We need to look and find ways to live through this without really succumbing simply to cynicism and despair, and learn how to live with these kinds of things and how to live lives that are valuable and productive.
And so, Jonathan Osorio, what do you think people need to know about Queen Liliʻuokalani as a person?
I hope that they know that she was a romantic, loving, exciting woman who wrote the most suggestive and erotic love songs, sometimes for others, sometimes really for herself and for her own entertainment and amusement. I hope they understand that she sort of straddled the demands and the expectations of the Christian church. You know, she was always a stalwart in whatever church she belonged to for Kauai Hau for many years. I wish that they would know more about how she saw herself through all of this by reading her book, Hawaii's Story by Hawaii's Queen, because she's really, really clear in these pages what it was that her brother was trying to accomplish as king. As this island nation became more and more known in the world, how her brother really tried to navigate very, very difficult political waters, because the Americans, the British, the French, all in their turn had wanted basically to have possession of these islands, and how she understood the local rich white missionary descendants who controlled the sugar industry, how clearly she saw their intentions, how clearly she understood their own values and what they would stand for and what they would not stand for. I wish they knew how clearly she understood how dangerous her own position was when she became queen, and how she had to deal with a constitution that really limited her power. But she had sworn to uphold that constitution, and she had sworn to uphold how that constitution regulated the monarchy. What she did to try and change that constitution was completely legal. seeking the support of her cabinet, making certain, believing that they were on board as she moved toward creating a better constitution for the kingdom. I wish people would know what a good political strategist she was. And I wish that we'd know how clearly I think she saw the future. She understood that if she didn't make Hawaii a conquered nation, I believe she really understood that we would always have the ability legally to claim the restoration of our sovereignty. And, you know, to do that, she had to surrender her own, right, queenship. She had to surrender that in order to protect our future. And I think that's exactly what she did. I wish people knew that about her.
So you think the Queen's surrender to the U.S., her refusal to fire on American troops, ended up preserving, in a sense, the options currently available to Hawaiians?
I do. I believe that this is partly what motivates us and partly what gives us the legal avenue that we have been on for, you know, the past 3 or 4 decades. And these are the kinds of things that we really are trying to celebrate here in the exhibit that we have created at Hamilton Library that will be up until October 15th. And really and truly, I hope people come and see this exhibit. It's on the ground floor of Hamilton Library. If you come on a Sunday, right, or a Saturday, I think if you come on a Sunday, parking is free. You can park almost anywhere, walk through the library, go into the Bridge Gallery, and see what has been created to commemorate Liliʻu as a person.
That's a cool exhibit. I like the photograph of the Queen when she was 15. That's great. And the 100th commemoration of her passing continues with a concert this Saturday, right?
So we shaped the concert around these four themes that you also see in the gallery. Makaukau, which means readiness. That's all the training that she went through, her own genealogy as a chief that prepared her for rule. No'eo, the grace and talent of this woman, really, which is reflected in her writing and in her music. Ku ikapono, which means integrity. The way she really clearly understood what it was that people, that her people in the kingdom were really trying to secure, a peaceful and safe sovereignty for our nation, and her willingness to try and grasp that. And then courage, viva ole. In the end, she had to face basically the contempt of the provisional government, basically the absence of the United States. She had to face that as a lone woman, as a person alone. No army, no cabinet. And yet, at the same time, tens of thousands of Kanaka Maoli out in the public who were intensely loyal to her and would have done anything for her.
Mahalo, Jonathan Osorio from the Hawaii Nui Akea School of Hawaiian Knowledge. That dedication continues today, and we'll see it on stage tomorrow, no doubt. Ho'ohali Alia, Remembering Her Majesty, a special performance of Mele, Hula, and Hai Olelo at Kennedy Theater. That's Saturday, October 7th, 7 p.m. All proceeds from this event will go to scholarships for Native Hawaiian students at the University of Hawaii Manoa.